Long, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every shot our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, when the records show you that two different basketball teams both seem to have the same power and speed and playing ability, which team do you cheer for? Well, it's my guess that you'll be giving your support to the team you like best. And right there, you have a perfect system for picking a real champion training breakfast for yourself this time of year. When you make up your mind to eat a training breakfast of whole wheat, the nourishing grain recommended in the winter diet of many great athletes, you'll want to know whether you should take that whole wheat breakfast in hot-cooked form or in a tempting, crunchy, ready-to-eat form like those toasted flakes called Wheaties. Well, here's the answer for you, straight from headquarters. In the first place, we find that the heat of cooking doesn't count for a thing at helping to keep you warm in chilly weather. It's the number of fuel energy units a food gives you that's most important. And listen to this. Wheaties hand you the same number of these valuable fuel energy units to help keep you warm as you'd get from an equal amount of whole wheat served steaming hot from the kitchen stove. You see? That leaves the choice of your whole wheat training breakfast for winter strictly up to you. If you've been eating Wheaties for breakfast, if you prefer the champion flavor of those good whole wheat flakes, you can go right on enjoying your Wheaties all winter long without having to switch over even once to a hot cooked breakfast. Now I'm asking you, isn't that the kind of a break a fellow or girl could want? You help yourself to a big bowl full of nourishing whole wheat, just the kind of food champion athletes need to help them keep on the go. And with that fine whole wheat nourishment, you're getting all the extra special goodness of those crunchy Wheaties flakes. All the keen flavor and real satisfaction you'd expect in a champion training breakfast these winter mornings. You'd better put in your bid for Wheaties right now. Eat them with lots of milk or cream and a glass of fruit juice. That's a real athlete's fuel energy breakfast. A genuine breakfast of champions. And it's yours to enjoy the minute you get those Wheaties. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are pushing ahead along a rough trail in the wild Zamboanga hill country of Mindanao. Michelle, their Filipino friend, is leading the way with a pack horse that carries their supplies and equipment. They're going to the village of Molita to find an old Moro peddler who knows something of the missing Professor Loring. And they suspect this peddler of having a hand in a threatened uprising among the tribes. Jack and Uncle Jim know that their progress has been observed by watchers stationed in the hills, and they're keeping a close eye on the trail ahead. Right now, they are approaching a questionable fork in the trail, and they are deciding which fork to take. Listen.
This fork in the trail looks like all the other forks we've passed, Jack. Which one do we take, the right or the left?
Wait a minute, Billy. I'll unhook the pedometer from my belt and see what it reads. Here, it says exactly 3.5 miles.
Then we bear right here, Jack. Take the right fork, Michelle. You can persuade the pack horse to go that way.
All right, Captain Fairfield. We go right.
My guess, but we'd be in a pickle if we didn't have that pedometer.
It certainly helps, Betty. Of course, if we didn't have it, we could figure out some way to know where we were.
But, Jack, we might figure wrong. We might have turned to the right on the wrong fork and be really lost. With the pedometer, we know exactly where we are.
That's right, and I'll bet the natives who are watching this trail know exactly where we are.
They ought to. We've seen two or three of them on the hilltop signaling down to the village.
But, Jack, why should they keep such a close watch on this trail?
I can make a pretty good guess, Betty. If the natives of Molita are stirring up all this unrest among the tribes, they'd want to be mighty careful as to who came to their village.
Well, of course they would, Betty.
And if any rifles and ammunition have been smuggled into this village, you can bet the natives of the village wouldn't want the soldiers to make a surprise raid on them.
And they'd watch this trail especially, since it's the trail that the soldiers from Pettit Barracks would use.
I wish that old Moro peddler had stayed in Zamboanga. Then we wouldn't have had to come into this wild country to find out about Professor Loring.
But jumping Jiminy, Betty, the fact that this Moro peddler is in Molita shows that he may have something to do with all this trouble. And that shows that he may be an agent of Sultan Baloa. And if Baloa is holding Professor Loring prisoner, then this Moro peddler may know all about Professor Loring.
That's using your imagination, Billy. Anyway, we do know that this Moro peddler had Professor Loring's watch. so he must know something about Professor Loring.
I shouldn't wonder if he stole the watch from the professor, Uncle Jim.
It's more likely that it was given to him by the chief of the tribe that captured Professor Loring.
The trail takes a sharp turn ahead, Uncle Jim. I think I'll run ahead and take a look-see before the rest of you get there. We don't want to be taken by surprise.
That's a good idea, Jack. I'll go up ahead with you. Michelle, wait a minute. Billy, you wait here with Betty until Jack and I see what lies around the bend in the trail.
All right, Uncle Jim. And Jack, be careful of that walkie-talkie radio set on your back. It may come off when you run.
Not this set, Billy. It's strapped on too well.
Come on, Uncle Jim. We'll see if there's an ambush.
Move your pack horse to one side of the trail, Michelle. We're coming by.
Pull over, horse. Pull over there. Where do you go, Senor Jock?
We're just going ahead to see around the bend in the trail, Michelle. You wait here till we give the all-clear signal.
I don't think there's any danger, Jack, but it's just as well to make sure. We seem to be getting involved in a lot more than we figured on at first.
Here, Uncle Jim. Here's a thick cluster of bushes just where the trail turns. We can look out from behind those bushes.
We'll do that, Jack. If I remember that map correctly, this trail should be dropping down to the creek pretty soon.
It does drop down to the creek, Uncle Jim. Why, we're almost there.
Well, that creek's pretty broad, too.
But look, Uncle Jim. There's a kind of suspension bridge across the creek. Imagine seeing a suspension bridge here.
It's a native suspension bridge, Jack. See, it's made up of heavy vines woven together. But you'd never get a horse on that bridge. We'll have to swim the pack horse across.
Boy, I hope he can swim.
All of the army horses are taught to swim creeks, Jack.
Well, what about his packs? Won't our equipment get wet?
We can strap them on top of the pack carrier so they won't get wet when he swims across.
Look, Uncle Jim. Look up the trail on the far side of the creek. Isn't there someone about halfway up the hill watching us?
Where, Jack? Oh, I see him. Standing near that large tree. I don't think he sees us yet. He's just watching the trail.
I wonder what he'll do when he does see us.
We might as well find out, Jack. He's got to see us eventually. Let's step out of the bushes and let him see us.
All right, Uncle Jim. We'll watch him and see what he does.
There. He sees us now. He's waiting to see how many of us there are.
Look, Uncle Jim, he's turned around. He's signaling to somebody further up the hill.
The natives certainly have this trail under observation. But we aren't the people they're watching for, Jack. I believe they're on the lookout for the soldiers of Pettit Barracks.
If the soldiers did come to search the village, Uncle Jim, I bet they wouldn't find a single suspicious thing. If there were any arms or ammunition there, they'd all be hidden somewhere else before the soldiers could arrive.
There's no doubt about that, Jack. You may as well signal Billy and the others to come along.
Wait, Uncle Jim, this is a dandy chance to try out that walkie-talkie radio set Colonel Brewster gave us. And wait till I get this mic out of the pocket of the set. There. Now pull out this rod antenna.
Billy sees what you're doing, Jack. He's getting his set ready to talk, too.
Of course, this is no real distance at all, but we'll see how it sounds. Hey, Billy, are you listening?
I'm listening, Jack. What can you see around the trail?
Gee, this is spooky, Uncle Jim. Billy's voice seems to be coming from the small of my back.
I heard that, too, Jack. Why, I bet I can even read your thoughts with this walkie-talkie, if you think out loud. Is anybody in sight around the trail?
The trail drops down to a creek, Billy. There's a native on the trail on the other side of the creek, halfway up the hill. He signaled to somebody else that he saw us.
Is it all right to come ahead, Jack?
Yeah, Uncle Jim says to come on ahead. And say, you'd better be prepared to get wet. We've got to swim the pack horse across the creek.
Swim and feel mighty good now. I'm signing off, Jack. We'll be right along.
Okay, signing off. Uncle Jim, shall we go down to the creek? We can pick out a good place to swim the horse across.
We'll do that, Jack. I shouldn't wonder if we have some company before we get across that creek.
Company? You mean...
I mean I saw that native wave his arm as if to signal someone to come on.
Then there must be a bunch of men on the other side of the creek, somewhere up the hillside.
I think there are, Jack. Remember, we're getting pretty close to the village now. If they're on the alert, they'll want to know who we are before we get across this creek.
I hope that old Moro peddler doesn't learn who we are before we get a chance to speak to him. He'll certainly take to his heels if he does.
I don't think he'll try to get away. If he's mixed up with this trouble, he'll be sure to stick around to see who we are. Well, there's the creek.
It looks pretty swift, Uncle Jim. Do you think the horse can make it all right?
He'll be carried downstream a little ways before he can get across. You and Billy and I'll have to see that he makes it somehow.
There comes Michelle and the pack horse now, Uncle Jim. And there's Billy and Betty.
Yes, and there's another native halfway up the hill on the other side of the creek, Jack. The tribe's beginning to assemble. Let's stop now.
Well, they're not really afraid of an attack yet, or they'd have cut this suspension bridge. Say, this is some bridge. It's darn clever the way they've used the vines to hold it up.
They've made a very good suspension cable from those vines, Jack. See how they've twisted them together for the main cables?
We can let Betty go across on the bridge, Uncle Jim. No use her getting all wet, too. And she can take the walkie-talkie sets and my pedometer. We don't want those things getting wet.
Should say we don't. Come on, Michelle. They've got to swim that horse across.
We be there soon, Captain Fairyfield.
Jumping Jiminy, Jack. Are we going to swim the horse across that creek?
That's just what we're going to do, Billy.
Too bad he isn't a trick horse. We could take him across that homemade suspension bridge.
Well, that bridge was put there just for Betty.
Listen to the horse. He doesn't want to swim that creek, Jack. He's telling you he doesn't want to.
And he's certainly making himself heard.
But he'll swim it.
Jump on Jiminy. Look across the creek, Betty. Over there where the trail goes up the hillside. There are two natives just standing there watching.
Oh, I see them, Billy. What are they going to do, Jack?
I hope they're not going to do anything, Betty. Uncle Jim thinks there'll soon be a bunch of natives here.
Gee, Willikins, I hope they're friendly natives.
I don't know how friendly they'll be, Billy, but I don't think they'll try to harm us. The soldiers managed to keep these tribesmen in order in this part of the country.
Here, Betty, you take this pedometer and these portable radio packs, too. You'll have to carry them across the bridge to keep them dry.
All right, Jack. You and Billy take the walkie-talkies off your back. Here, I'll help you unstrap them.
Michelle and I'll rearrange these supply packs on the horse while you're doing that, Jack. Here, Michelle, lend me a hand with the stir single. We've got to readjust the pack carrier. We don't want these packs to get wet when we come across.
Me help, Carpenter, Sheriff Hill, but me no think horse will swim cross creek.
If he's been in the army long, he will, Michelle.
But this deep creek, Carpenter, Sheriff Hill, this very sweet creek. Me no think horse will like.
Well, we'll soon find out.
Are you all ready, Uncle Jim?
Just about, Jack. You'd better lead the horse into the water. You made friends with him with those lumps of sugar. Billy, you swim along on the downstream side of him. If he tries to turn around, head him off.
I'll try, Uncle Jim, but I'd rather try to swim the English Channel than to get this horse across that stream.
Well, it may not be as hard as you think, Billy. Come on, old fella. Let's see if you'll follow me into the creek.
Well, there's your answer, Jack. Look at those ears go back.
Yeah, but he's coming, Billy. He's coming slowly. Watch how he tests the creek bottom before he puts each foot down.
You're doing fine, Jack. To get him in, you and Billy stay on that side of him. Michelle and I'll stay on this side.
He's actually going into the creek. But look, Jack, there's another native on the other side of the creek. That makes three of them.
Never mind the natives, Billy. We've got to get this horse across. There, look at him. He's swimming. Stick with him, Billy. Put one hand on the pack carrier as you swim along.
Hey, he is swimming, but this current is taking us downstream pretty fast.
Watch it, Jack. He's trying to turn around.
Hey, whoa there. You're going the wrong way.
We're going across this creek. Hammer you.
Now, get that head around and point right.
He's coming around.
Oh, yes.
There.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah, he's heading right now. We'll soon be across. Watch that pack on your side, Billy. It's slipping a little.
I'll try to hold it up, Uncle Jim, but it's going to get a little wet. There, I guess it won't slide anymore.
Billy, this creek must come from way up in the hill. Did you ever feel anything so nice and cool?
Yeah, and those natives on the other side of the creek must come from way up in the hill, too. And they may look cool, but they don't look nice. They've got barongs and all sorts of hardware with them, too.
Well, that may not mean a thing. When you get up in these hills, everyone has some sort of knife on them. Hooray, it's getting shallow. Look, the horse is walking now. Yeah, we're just about across, Billy.
I know it, Jack, and I wish we were back on the other side. Look up the trail. There's a whole flock of natives now, and they're coming down here toward us.
Well, they got the pack horse across the stream all right, but what next? There's a flock of tribesmen from the village coming down to meet them. And there's more than an even chance that they're not especially glad to see Jack and Uncle Jim and the others. But you can bet that Jack and Uncle Jim aren't going to turn around and go back until they find that old Moro peddler. Be sure to listen in at the same time tomorrow to another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, have you got the Wheaties all lined up for your breakfast of champions tomorrow morning? A big bowl full of those extra good whole wheat flakes, lots of milk or cream, and a glass of fruit juice. That's your all-year-round breakfast of champions. The right breakfast for you every morning.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat without a brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties. The best breakfast food in the land. Wave the fight for Hudson High, boys.